Claire, you're a first-time Paralympian. What does it feel like to finally be here after all the months and years of expectation?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, the preparations, sorry, have been so good up until now, and everybody, by the time Cyprus came, everybody just wanted to get here. Now we're here, and you know, it's just fulfilled all the expectations. Basically, it's fantastic. The atmosphere is amazing, and the setup is wonderful.
Must be a little bit nerve-wracking to be here and to know that that time when you've got to compete to the best of your ability is just a few days away.
That's true, yeah. The competition's always at the back of your mind, and you know that one day everything, you've got to forget about all the fun stuff and forget about the experience, and you know that a day's going to come where you're going to have to perform. But then again, I'm lucky because there's no pressure on me at all. I'm here to do my best and just to hopefully, you know, get a fantastic experience and just to enjoy myself. And even in the competition, even though I'm going to be nervous, and you know, like, I can't expect not to be nervous. Even though there's going to be nerves, it's going to be quite tense. At the end of the day, that's all I can do is enjoy it and just learn from it.
You've competed in able-bodied and Paralympic sport.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that say about the narrowing gap between the two disciplines?
I think there's a lot more appreciation of what people are doing here. There's, of course, I could compete in able-bodied sport, but the atmosphere, the chance to be able to come to Athens and perform like this is, you know, it's worth a lot more than doing league matches at home, if you know what I mean. I could have stayed and I could have just competed in able-bodied sport this year, but I chose to do this because this was my opportunity to perform at the highest level that I can, and there was no way at all that I was going to turn that down.
And what about the public? I mean, do you think there's an increasing appreciation amongst the public that this isn't a little sideshow, this is something serious?
I think there's definitely, you know, there's a better appreciation of what people in disability sport have to do now, and people are realising that the amount of work that we do is equal to the amount of work that able-bodied athletes do, and you know, in respect, authorities and schemes are starting to say, okay, you know, these deserve the amount of support that able-bodied athletes are getting, and I think it's definitely changing. You know, it's moving in the right direction anyway, which is, you know, which is a great thing.